The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had crossed in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately, aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" You looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." Jesus allowed no one to follow him. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then Jesus put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about, for she was 12 years of age. At this they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Death. Death is a heavy topic to consider, to encounter, to wrestle with. Death is one of the mysteries of life that we have struggled with for centuries, generation after generation, trying to find meaning or some sort of understanding in the reality of death. The effect of an encounter with death, or being surrounded by death, or surviving a war, changes people forever. Death is not always negative. Death can also be responded to in relief because of a life suffered, because of a long-lasting illness, because of extreme old age that has led to weakness. It can be a relief to know that someone has slipped away peacefully, quietly, at the end of that type of experience. Our faith, and people who struggle with faith, turn to faith, or the roots, the remnants of what their faith may have begun to teach them about death at times when it comes up. People turned to the church and turned for answers related to suffering and death. Our scriptures today very clearly, both from the Old Testament, from the Book of Wisdom, and in our Gospel today, give us some clarity about death. In our first reading, it is made clear, first off, God did not make death, and He does not delight in the death of the living. But death arrived among us because of the devil's envy, and it is known by those who belong to his company. God did not create death. And this is important to remember, because God is the God of life. Death is real, and God has not eliminated the experience of death. When Jesus came to be among us, He encountered death in His life, earthly, physical death. By tradition, it is almost certain that He experienced the death of his dad, Joseph, during His lifetime on earth. At the tomb of Lazarus, one of His dearest friends, He wept because He missed his friend and was sad that he had died. But He also knew that moment was an opportunity to teach and to reveal the glory of God. And so in that moment, Jesus called Lazarus out of the tomb, and Lazarus emerged out of the tomb, was restored to life. We also know that Lazarus did not then live forever, but he lived among his family and his community for some more time, however many more years it may have been. Jesus raised the son of the widow in the town of Nain, restored him to his mother, and here in our gospel today, He restores this young girl to life. Jesus Himself did not dodge or avoid His own death. As God, He had the power to. He could have done this. He could have refused the crucifixion. He could have done some miraculous something or other that had him climb down from the cross. But this is not the intention of God. Our God teaches us how to embrace reality and also have the courage and the grace, the strength to move through burdens and trials, including death. At Easter, we proclaim that Jesus destroyed death and restored life. By His death, He trampled down death. We will hear these similar teachings in our Eucharistic prayer in a moment. But He did not eliminate death. What He did was give us a way through death, so that death is not the end, that darkness is not the end, that separation from God is not the end or does not need to be, but instead we have been given a way not to cheat or dodge death, but to have the hope and the trust through faith that God will guide us through it. And in this way He restores life. Let us turn to these scriptures that we have been given this day to continue to ponder these realities and to pray for our own salvation and for those who need to receive the grace of salvation. so that all people may know the life that God gives and offers, that all people may be saved, that all hearts may realize where they can receive eternal life from and accept it in humility and in joy. Let us claim life and live it to the full, and also embrace and accept all of what comes, knowing that God is always with us and able to call us through all adversity and trial into His glorious light. This is the truth, and this is the gift, the victory of the cross. Let us follow Jesus' own footsteps and know that our earthly life will come to an end, but our eternal life need not. Let us follow Him into His glory.